Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me for three shows in a row, give it up to the man Kush.
Shut the hell up with that crap already. You know, just keep saying like, well, when I'm here for 20 shows in a row, you'll be like, for 20 shows in a row? Shut up.
And of course, coming back, who hasn't been here three shows in a row, it's been a little while, Rich!
Shut up with that. I'm so kidding. Yeah, it's good to be back, man.
And Corey is not with us today because he probably could have made it, but I had told him that we weren't doing the show, and then,
I lost track of what was going on there. I'm like, I'm just going to show up at 2, and hopefully those guys will be there.
So, yeah. But we're back for probably going to be one of the shortest shows ever with three people. But let's jump into some things, looks like we have all been playing Neverwinter. I guess you've playing that too, right, Rich?
Dude, have you looked at your leaderboard lately? I'm playing the hell out of some Neverwinter.
So, yeah.
I was playing it, not really playing it, but playing it 5 minutes ago. I just had to go in there and get my profession things in order.
Oh, shit, I need to do that before I go somewhere tonight, too. It's amazing how games like this will change your outlook on playing video games. So
yeah. And I think it's easy, before we jump right in, but that profession system, I think it's easy for people to dislike it because of how little you actually do with it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a great system because it keeps you coming back. It'll keep the player continuously coming back. It's like, oh, well, it's been so and so many hours, so I'm going to go just, even if you like, you might jump in just to do that, and then you're like, well, I have this one quest that I can probably do, and then it'll just snowball. Well,
here's the funny thing. I've been like level 20, or I just hit like level 33 last night, and I had totally forgot about the daily challenges. Till now. Or Steven was playing with me last night, and he's like, have you done your dailies today? I was like, yeah, I did a dungeon earlier. He goes, no, your daily dungeons. I'm like, huh? He goes, you've been...
I haven't even messed with those yet.
Yeah.
I haven't messed with them either.
Yeah, what level are you guys?
I'm level 39.
Oh, God.
I just hit 25.
Yeah, dude. Every time you do one of your daily dungeons, you get 4,000 rough diamonds. And there's like, you get one of them I got 6,000. But like when you hit a certain level, okay, like right now it's like, do a PvP, you'll get 4,000 rough diamonds. Do a round of dungeon delve, and you can get 4,000 to 6,000 astral diamonds. And then if you do just a skirmish, you'll get, I think right at our level, it's like 2 skirmishes, and you'll get another 4,000 every day.
So let me get this straight. So a daily challenge is actually different than like a dungeon?
Right. Well, it's you're doing the same dungeons and stuff, but you just queue up for those. And
I've been doing that. I've done like 3 or 4 dungeons, right, but and like if
you,
PvP.
If you sign up for a daily dungeon first and then go do that and then complete it and go back to the guy, you'll get your 4,000 diamonds or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, they tell you about it early on, but they tell you to do it once, and somehow, you know, when you do something just once like that, it's hard for me to remember to do it every day, you know, and so it's kind of like I hit it that one time and then forgot about it, so.
Yeah, I'm going to have to investigate.
Yeah.
Okay, show's over. I'll see you guys later. I'm joking.
I really wish the actual, like, Zen marketplace and how much Zen costs and all that kind of stuff was not so ridiculously overpriced.
Dude, it is.
Because I want to give this game money. But I'm not going to give it a ridiculous amount of money for some, like, part of me wishes that there was some kind of system, and I don't think any MMO has done this, where I can pay a monthly fee to turn everything that I can purchase with Zen just purchasable with like a ridiculous amount of gold, because I could get gold faster and without paying any more.
I got a full disclosure.
I want that tiger. I want that tiger.
They've gotten some of my money. I think I've so far I spent like 25 bucks.
I've got you beat
on stuff, but
I've spent
here's the thing.
Zero.
So I've been playing with my brother-in-law. Well, actually, we haven't really been playing, but we usually chat while we're in different instances. And he is really into it. He actually got the. Are you guys familiar with the Neverwinter books at all?
Mm-hmm. I know about Forgotten Realms and stuff like that, but I'm not.
Yeah. Well, he got the. One of the main characters in the books is a guy named Drizzle. He's like a
Dritz.
Dritz, yeah,
not
yeah.
Drizzle. Drizzle the Dude, dark elf.
I was at a show last night. I didn't get home until like 2:30 in the morning. Cut me some slack here. Anyways, they have a pack. It's called, I think it's called like
Heroes of the North Pack.
Heroes of the North Pack. And dude, you get a spider mount. You get his panther which yeah. is in the books. You get him. And I was like, dude, I want that so bad. And he got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it too. So I went to buy it because I figured I got like 25 or 23 bucks from Microsoft this month for whatever. I don't know, but I got it. So I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll use it for this. I went to like get it and I saw how much it cost. It was $60. It was $60.
Well,
I was like, I can't do it. I want to, but I'm not.
That's
expensive.
I want that Tiger Mountain, but it's 1800 Zen, which is $18. Pretty much $20.
Yeah.
It's too much money, man.
Like, I'm not, it's no, I don't even know if mounts do anything other than take
some mounts
places.
Are faster
I don't know if they can attack.
Than others.
Yeah, I noticed all mounts are not created
also,
equal. Like I have
the companion,
horse.
The companion cat. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, there's a cat. I want that.
Oh, the
like,
dog's terrible
I
too.
I know, dude. I got
cat?
The hog. I got a hog named Harold.
So here, I spent $60 on the game, and here's what I had gotten. I bought an extra backpack that was like $8.
I did that.
Mm-hmm. I bought the Dragonborn character class. Their character race.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I didn't buy the $75 pack. I bought the $25 pack.
Yeah, that's nuts. Okay.
For one,
okay.
And it gives you another character slot as well. I bought an extra character slot because I didn't realize the Dragonborn character gave you a second or another slot because you start out with two.
Real quick, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Does that get you into that storyline buying the character, or do you have to buy the whole $75 thing?
No, the storyline is free. You just go to talk to one of the guys in town, and he'll start the Tyranny of Dragon stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you go talk to that General Knox or whatever, there's Sergeant Knox.
Yeah, but you have to be a dragon
no.
race, right?
No, no.
Because I didn't get any of that Tyranny of Dragon stuff.
Yeah, it starts in Neverdeath, and it's part of Neverdeath, and you got to go talk to Sergeant Knox in town. And he'll start telling you to go talk to the Harper in town, and you go over.
Oh, I did that. Okay, maybe I am on it. I just don't realize it. Okay, never mind.
But yeah. So I bought that character, and then I also bought the kobold companion because I like kobolds. They're like my favorite weak little D&D race. So and that was $12. So I spent $60, and I bought a couple of keys with what was left over, and I didn't get shit out of those. So
yeah, I brought keys. So I'm like, I didn't get anything out of them either. I'm like, you know what? Anytime I see those chests, I'll just sell them because,
yeah,
I don't get anything cool.
I also hate that dyes are only purchasable on the Zen Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like, why put something like that? It's not like it's unique armor. It's just color.
Yeah,
right.
And it's $3 for one. Pack of like four of one color.
You go, and as you're leveling up, you're going through that dye like nobody's business. So it's like.
Well, I think you can get the dye sometimes in like treasure chests and stuff. Not treasure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, you get, if you buy certain items with your astral diamonds, you might be able to get them. It's weird. There's too many currencies in the game. And it's really
good. There are definitely, I mean, there are all these different seals. I'm like, I don't
right?
know what the hell is going on. Like,
what
how do I get
this? What?
And also,
huh?
the way you turn astral diamonds.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Zen is like, what? Why can't there just be a specific thing? Like, I want to spend this much and get this much. Why is there this auction house or thing? And like, this is so stupid. Because there's not an actual auction house going on. It's just like, well, these people are just going to buy it. And then this, like, what? It's so dumb. So dumb.
So, well, apparently, I guess what it is you can sell your astral diamonds for Zen, or people can sell their Zen for astral diamonds. It's just a weird. You're actually buying it from some kind of auction house from these people.
It just
right.
sort of seems like you're all adding to a bank, and some people are saying, well, I will under. Like, you're all individual banks, and you're like, well, I'll undercut. I will offer this, you know, one Zen per every this many astral diamonds, or the reverse. and everyone's their own specific lender. It's like, I'll give you a better deal. It's like, why is this even a thing?
Well, and there's a lot of game part of this game that's just dumb. Like the rough astral diamonds, converting them to astral diamonds is the dumbest thing ever. Why? Why just give them to me? Why don't you just give me astral diamonds? Why do you give me rough?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, you change areas. Okay, magic happens.
Well, a lot of times I can't even get, when I change areas, they don't change. I have to go into a menu to my riches, go down to it, hit the A button and change them myself. It's like, why make them, that makes no sense to me. But that all being said, let's actually talk about the game instead of bitching about the microtransactions.
Astral diamonds.
because I think the game is good.
I think the game is fun. Yeah. If you have any issues with performance, I would recommend hard resetting your Xbox. I don't know if going to a wired connection, it didn't seem to have any effect initially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that maybe is partially benefiting it, but once I hard reset it, it seemed to fix it.
Kush was depressing me.
I can't believe that you told me. When you told me you hard reset your Xbox every single day, I was
what?
Well,
you do?
But I was having a problem with my modem, and I had to get that fixed. So my modem was basically dying, and I think that was causing me to have to hard reset my Xbox every day, because every time I'd get on, it would be strict. So, well, I mean, it's no big deal to hard reset your Xbox. You hold it down for 10 seconds and turn it back on. I do that and go take a shower, but now it's been doing better. I can't wait to move, so I can get... I'm actually going to put the internet in my... bedroom or my game room, so that way everything can be hardwired into the router. So, so I haven't had very many issues with the game, except for last night. Me and Steven did this dungeon. It was some dungeon of the Mad Dragon or some crap like that. And the frame rate was so bad in this dungeon, I can't even describe what was going on half the time.
Was that the?
It's the one where you fight the green dragon at the end of it.
Okay, I haven't gotten that one yet.
Have you even played this game?
Dude, I'm way ahead of you.
I know. Well, no, apparently you're not, because everything I'm like, I don't do that. I haven't done my daily dungeons. I don't get the Tyranny of Dragons.
He just buys experience boosters. Yeah. He's actually spent $2,000. He just doesn't want to admit it.
No, man, I've just been focusing on like the main campaign and stuff. I'll do like dungeons every once in a while, but I'm not really paying attention to all the little meta stuff because
of Neverwinter.
It would be maddening. Like,
because of Neverwinter, Rich's kids are never going to college.
Well, that's not true. There's a chance they could go on their own.
They're pretty smart kids.
Like, they'll need a scholarship.
But
Rich paying for college, that's a different story.
No, they're covered. But anyways, I guess I'm approaching it a little different than you guys. Early on, I made a conscious effort to say, you know what, I'm not going to pay attention to all these different like currencies and everything, because it's kind of maddening.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm right now. Have you guys done any other characters? I've just been doing the main character. Yeah, so you know, I'm just gonna sort of go through all the main stories with this character, and then when I build a second character, that's when I'll start kind of delving into the different currencies and stuff like that, because I'm having so much fun actually playing the game.
Right.
I'm not really concerned with, you know, converting diamonds and all that other crazy shit.
My thought process on this game is that I'm gonna play through as the first character, which is my Tiefling cleric. Mm-hmm. And then when Elemental Evil, they're going to be doing another campaign that's actually just been released on the PC, but I don't know when the Xbox version's coming. I'll probably do a Dragonborn Paladin and start over from the beginning and then do the Elemental Evil stuff. So, but I don't have any idea when that's coming. So hopefully, I don't want to say hopefully, because I'm sure people are blowing through the Tyranny of Dragon stuff and the main campaign and will want new content later. So I'm thinking that... that it'll probably be a few months away before they release that on Xbox One.
You know, the thing I really like about Neverwinter, there's two things I really like about it. First of all, it's actually fun to play. I like the combat system in it. You know, it kind of reminds me of you guys played Kingdoms of Amalur, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me that.
I don't really get that feeling, because to me it
really,
yeah, because you know, I feel like Kingdoms of Amalur was a lot more action based. I mean, sure, Neverwinter's action based, but it's still that slow wait for timers to be to upgrade to use your special abilities. And
it just reminds me of a non super a fantasy version of like DC UO in terms of gameplay, the way it plays.
It also kind of reminded me of Star Wars, The Old Republic, too. So
I wish that would get.
I wish it would too.
Yeah, I'd play the hell out of that.
Just
want
to play it with a controller.
They're leaving money on the table, man.
And I would put so much money into that.
Yeah. You know, and I guess the other thing I really like about it, too, is it's so easy to pick up and play and put it down. You know, it's you don't have to like, oh, man, I got to get to a save point or whatever. Like, have you guys had any problems getting kicked out of the servers?
I have not.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had not. Not I think I put like about 36 hours, real hours, not cush hours. Put about 36 real hours into the game so far. And I think I've been bumped out like three or four times.
I got a question though, Rich.
Yes.
How many, how much cush hours does it cost to get real hours? I'm dying to know.
You know, I'm trying to guesstimate.
It's like 8 hours for every hour.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So cush hours are like Zen hours.
Yeah, because
I've been kicked.
Leaderboards, man. You've been kicked, really?
I've been kicked out a few dozen times.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a stretch where every time I would change areas, I would get booted. Oh, and I have to join the game for a long time.
And I guess the other problem I'm having, too, is like when I do see some friends online that are when I'm on and, you know, we want to play together, I get that error message where you can't get in because their instance is filled.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they have to join your instance.
So. Yeah, and they try joining mine, and they get the same message.
Huh. Well, I didn't have any trouble joining Steven last night. He had trouble joining me because my instances were usually the ones that were full, and I would have to join him. But I really do enjoy the game. I think the game is really good, and I get to really nerd out by playing it because. I just fucking around with Steven and stuff last night. They're like, is this that dragon we were fighting in the Never Dead? And I was like, no, this isn't that dragon. Yeah, it is. It's the same name. His name's Charles. And, he reads off the name. I was like, no, dude, that was a blue dragon. This is a green dragon. And he's like, it's the same fucking name. I said, I bet it's not the same name. He goes, look it up in the quest. So here we are in the middle of a fucking dragon battle. And I'm looking through my fucking journal to find that quest. And I was like, it's two fucking names, Steven. It's not the same fucking dragon.
Yeah, it Kush, what character are you playing as?
Control Wizard. Yeah.
What are you playing, Rich?
I'm always a mage of some sort.
I'm a human hunter. I love just being able to change between range and melee on the fly. It's pretty fun.
You mean you're a ranger?
No, it says hunter.
Is it hunter ranger?
Yeah.
Okay. I had also had
you just, a. You just brought the show to a halt,
right?
I was thinking if Corey isn't here, because his friend Joe that we play with tried to tell me that a ranger and the rogue were the same thing. We had an argument.
No, they're
the
not.
Nerdiest they're argument not. Ever about. I was like, they're not the same thing. I said rogues are not the rogue same things as rangers.
Yeah, rogue tricksters, right?
No. I mean in D&D for real. For real, D&D.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to never winter your D&D.
So I get to nerd out about this game because it's D&D, so you know.
Yeah, dude, I've actually been buying the audiobooks too. I'm like, I really dig this, man.
Anywho, so anything else you want to say about Neverwinter? Because I don't know if we really even talked. I mean, it's your typical MMO. I'm glad it's free to play, and you know, I feel like I felt good putting $60 into it at this point.
Yeah,
and I'm sure down the road I'll probably find a way to put more money into it. I don't know.
I'll put money into it if there's like a
sale.
Double sale. The I'll Zen for the amount of money you play. Because it's just, I want to, but I can't justify spending the amount of money on certain things.
Mm-hmm. I want that Black Panther so I can call it Panther Piss.
I want that tiger because it's a tiger. And I love tigers. Speaking of tigers...
They look cool. The animations look awesome.
Yeah. The pictures of women with tigers on Tinder, it's ridiculous. How do all these people get up close and personal with tigers? I don't get it. whatever. Let's move on to the next game. Stupid.
Are these
ass
like pictures from, are these pictures from Russia?
No. Okay. They're pictures from people who are within my 25 miles or whatever.
I will say this game here though, before we talk about fucking tigers. Not really fucking tigers. No one should be fucking tigers. That's gross. It's bestiality and it is against the law. It's
dangerous. Unless you're another tiger.
It's dangerous for you.
I will say that playing a healer in this game is way easier than playing a healer in most games because you have cones of instead of trying to click on somebody in a fucking melee. I couldn't imagine as many people and enemies that are on the screen because you got your characters, you got your companion characters, you got other player characters, their companions, the monsters, all the add-ons. It's like ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Although I do have it, if I hit the RB button, I bring my divine power and I can specifically heal a person, but with like a cone of or like a ray, like from like a evolve. You know how you had that gun that shoots the healing stuff. You kind of do that, yeah. But hell, trying to hit that in a massive melee is ridiculous. And sometimes it does not hook onto the. It should be a thing where you automatically hook onto the person with the least amount of hit points. But I guess that's kind of stupid too because. You know, your wizard could get hit two or three times and have less hit points, but be back fighting the imps and stuff like that. So it's just really hard to. I wish there was a way to push down like on the D-pad or something and select the person that you're trying to heal specifically if they're nearby. So that's the only kind of complaint I have. But at least there's the vision cones and like I also have my X attack is called Sunburst and it basically sends a wave out from me in the center and it pushes enemies back plus it heals anybody in there, so it's pretty cool. I like being a healer in this game. I just hope it doesn't get ridiculously hard like Final Fantasy 14 was and people became assholes. But at least to this game, since it's free to play, I have a feeling I can play with you guys and my friends and stuff and not have to worry about playing with randoms if I had to. But
yeah. So when you guys play, you guys play most in groups or
no? I usually play by myself too. I mean, it's
I played only solo. Fish. I'd love to actually play with y'all, but I don't know when y'all play and when I play. It's a really weird game to try and find people.
It is. I've tried to get you on a few times, but I don't think you're actually on.
Yeah, if Kush could figure out a way to tell us when he's online,
I know. I'm like, damn it, Kush.
But then again, he'd probably just disappear.
It's always best to text me. Though I think the worst thing lately is because I've been going to bed earlier.
Hey, Rich, you need to text me too. I need to give you my number so you can text me so we can track the shit that way.
We'll do that for the show. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll give y'all my number too. Though it's on Facebook. Anyone can get it. Cool. If they're my friend. It's not open to the public.
Yeah. All right. Here, I'm going to go ahead and type mine in the chat. So,
yeah, I'll do the same thing.
All right. So your number is 770-545. Okay. Just kidding. If you call that number and it's not him, we're going to laugh at you. So, let's see here. Okay. Anyway.
That was great radio.
Hey,
this was, man.
You know, sometimes shit happens, bro. We got stuff going down here.
Hey, this was important.
That's right. I need to be able to text Rich if he's seen something. So
right
now, I just almost put Rich's number in as Kush's, or Kush's number as Rich. I mean, whatever. So anyway, I actually turned on my PlayStation 4.
What?
And downloaded that Axiom Verge, which is that one of those indie games that looks like a Metroid game. And everybody talked about how great it is. I'm not feeling it at all.
It's really using the power of the PlayStation 4.
I'm not feeling
it. Well, dude, it's the indie machine. I mean, that's, you know.
Except, you know, the better indie games have also been on Xbox as well. So, you know, there's that too. even if you don't like Ori, that game is still amazing. I mean, if you don't.
It is amazing.
Just looking at it.
Kicking my ass.
Yeah. I can't say I approve of that game's difficulty, but at the same time, I approve that game is something unique and special in a way, you know?
It is.
But Axiom Verge basically looks like an old version of Metroid. Right down to the fact there are bubbles on the walls and ceilings, just look like old Metroid. You basically run around and you do all the things you do in Metroid except turn into a ball. And it seems like this game is more focused on instead of like finding missiles and stuff like that, you're finding new weapons. So that's kind of cool. But so far, most of the weapons have been kind of annoying. I found one weapon that was really cool. It's like a shotgun that shoots in like three different directions. However, the range is so short that you have to get really close to some enemies. And some of the enemies just kind of rush you and they move faster than you. So it's just a really weird hodgepodge. I've only put like 2 hours into it. And I hear that it's like a 20-hour game. So it's pretty long. And I know it's coming out for the Vita at some point too. So I'm sure Rich might probably pick this up as well.
Probably not.
No, really?
It doesn't sound like my kind of game, man.
I thought maybe
you'll pick it up when it's free on PlayStation Plus.
No, I don't. I got rid of PlayStation Plus.
What?
Yeah.
So that means you lost all of your free things.
Yeah, that I never play. Yes. That's why I got rid of it.
Well, they weren't bringing out enough X-rated games for Rich to play.
Yeah, exactly.
So he got rid of it.
Actually, I've been playing Helldivers on there still. I like Helldivers.
But, I mean, this, I don't know. I hear the story of this game gets really good, too, and it just hasn't hit me yet. And, you know, I tried to play it here a little bit, and I got annoyed and turned it off again. So, I mean, when there's nothing cool like Neverwinter to play, you know, I probably might go back to this and give it another shot. But just right now, there's just nothing about it that's catching me. So, all right. Corey, what have you been playing? Oh, that's right. You're not here. Ha, 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 ha. Sorry. Rich, what have you been playing?
Yes. Outside of Neverwinter, I'm playing a little bit of Tales of the Borderlands Episode 2. And
is there like skateboarding in this one now?
Right. Unfortunately, no. Yeah, it's more goodness. It's pretty funny. It's still funny. And I'm digging it. I don't want to say too much to give any spoilers away.
Yeah, because
did you find Borderlands 2 funny?
Not particularly.
You people are weird. Okay.
But
well, no, that's a good thing to me because that means he didn't find it particularly funny, but he's finding this funny. That means I
could. Yes,
no, that's why I'm saying you guys are weird.
Exactly. Yes, it's
also you spelled Borderlands wrong. I'm just
kidding. I know. I know.
That's why I made the skateboarding joke.
Oh.
I got that, by the way.
Rob didn't.
Well, I didn't see it was filled
with Rob now. Always does it. Anyways, getting back to the game. Yeah. It seems to me that a lot of people who really didn't get all that into Borderlands 2 really like this Tales of the Borderlands.
I like got into Borderlands 2, and I like the first one. I haven't.
You get into everything.
No, yeah, I don't. No, I didn't get on the Axiom Verge, and I did a motherfucker. Now.
You bought
will.
It.
You will. Exactly. You get into everything.
Yeah.
I didn't get into Final Fantasy 15 either, bitch.
It's not even out yet.
I didn't.
Strong words. I didn't get into
the demo either.
When it comes out, you're going to get so into it.
Now, I guess the other thing, I guess I've been kind of an RPG kick lately. I also finished up the DLC for Dragon Age Jaws of Harkonnen.
I haven't even really started that. I need to get to that.
It's actually, it's funny. Like I've reading some reviews on it, and they're like, the story is kind of so-so or whatever. I really enjoyed it for the story. There's a lot of history in this particular DLC about the Chantry and a lot of other things. It's and some major epiphanies come to light in this game too. It's like, wow. Also, if you don't have a character that's at least level 20, don't even bother.
Yeah,
download this DLC because
yeah, I've played it. I've got like a character that's like level 20 something or other. It's like 22 or something. And I ran into one of the rifts, and those enemies just beat the fuck out of me.
The rifts are tougher than I don't want to say tougher than some of the high dollar encounters in that. That's all I'll say.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little better because I'm like, maybe I'm not ready for this DLC yet.
Yeah, but yeah, I really enjoy it. If you like the lore of Dragon Age, this is a must-have. It's really done. Well done. Well done. The environment that you're in is, much like the other ones, is immense. It doesn't feel like, you know how like Mass Effect 3, a lot of the DLC just seemed like, oh, you added a few rooms and a story and, you know, and that's it. 5 minutes later, it's over. I think I must have put at least a good 18 hours.
It's just a DLC? This. Are you fucking crazy?
No.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's good. It's good. I mean, it's money well spent. That's why I was surprised at the good scores, but not great scores. I think it's great.
So
I really enjoy
it. How big is the area that they added? Because some people were saying it's about the size of the Hinterlands.
The Hinterlands is huge.
Yeah.
I would say it's 3/4 the size of the Hinterlands.
Wow.
It's quite big.
That's big.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah. It's a meaty piece of DLC for sure. EA has been listening apparently, or BioWare I should say has been listening, because I was really disappointed with a lot of the Mass Effect 3 DLC and the Dragon Age DLC to some extent. Mm-hmm. You know,
this almost feels like an expansion pack then.
Dude, it does, but it's not priced like one, which makes it even better.
Packs no longer exist. Everything's just called DLC.
Well, apparently not. Now it's Witcher. Now here's, I don't know if you guys heard the story. The Witcher was come out, you know, saying, we're not going to have any DLC, blah, blah, blah. We're going to give everything away for free. And then they're like, yeah, we're bringing out expansion packs. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. You just fucking lied to us and made everybody, you got so much good press over it. And then
I'm not so upset about it though, because the regular retail game is going to have so much content.
Oh, I'm not saying that I'm really upset about it. I'm upset that they lied. They basically made it sound like they got all this free press and free publicity about
it. Such good guys.
Yeah, they're so great. The EA should learn things like this. And it's like, oh, we're going to bring out these expansion packs. And nobody's like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. No, everybody's like, it's still, an expansion pack.
It's still a good deal that they're giving away all the, what they call DLC, because that would be essentially like Forza Horizon 2 giving away all the cars for free but still charging for something like Storm Island. Yeah. That's what this would be like. And that's better than a lot of companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say this, semantics aside, they're still being better than most every other company.
Right.
We should bring back the differentiation between those terms anyway.
Oh, I agree, but don't tell me you're giving all the DLC for free and then tell me you're bringing out DLC that you're going to pay for.
Because Rob don't mess around. So he didn't play Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, I played Final Fantasy 15.
I hope you don't buy Witcher 3 now.
I didn't like it.
I hope you don't buy Witcher 3 and don't play it.
I'm buying Witcher 3. I've already got it paid off. So.
Well, of course, you're buying everything.
I don't buy everything anymore.
You buy almost everything.
I didn't buy the Order 1886. Eat my nutsack.
That's a real stretch.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo. It's because you forget you even own a PS4. Whoop-de-doo.
I turned it on. I updated it.
You turned it on to buy a game you don't like.
Well, I thought I was going to like that game. Apparently, I was wrong. And I'll probably buy the Order when it's like $18.86, what it should have been when it came out.
What kind of price is that? Why can't it just be $19.99?
Well, because it's called the Order 1886, $18.86.
I just realized something, Rob. I didn't see Bloodborne on here.
Yeah, you know why? Because I didn't buy that piece of shit.
Because it's on the PS4.
No, if it was on, I didn't buy Dark Souls 2 either again. Because
you already own it.
No, I traded that shit in long ago. So I just don't get on. I just don't like those games.
I don't either.
I did buy Xenoblade this morning. On the 3DS. I played a little bit.
I mean, you have the ability to play it.
Yeah. That's still a good game, but I don't like it on the 3DS as much as I did on the Wii. Mm. It don't look as good. But I mean, I guess we all expect that to happen. But I mean, it's not a bad game, and if this is the only way you can play it, then by all means, definitely give it a shot, because it's still, to me, one of the greatest RPGs there's ever been made, so.
Yeah. Hey, Kush, so do you like those Souls games at all?
Yeah, I mean, if not for Neverwinter, I probably would have bought Dark Souls 2 again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll still buy it eventually, but now I'll just wait for
the price
drop. Did
you finish Dark Souls? Or Dark Souls 2?
No.
Okay.
I have a hard time with those games. This is not a story for me.
Those games just take a lot of time, and after a certain point, it's just like, well, I want to keep playing this, but I mean, other games come on, and I need to move on.
I like Dark Souls 2, and I felt like I was getting better at it than I ever did at Dark Souls 1, but I definitely would. I'll probably pick that up at some.
I mean, it was definitely easier, way easier.
Yeah, I just hate not making progress. I can deal with not having much of a story because I love the exploring aspect of those games. But the fact that you just can lose hours of progress just annoys the shit out of me, and I can't. I want to be able to get somewhere if I pick up a game and play it. I don't want to spend time and not get anywhere. So,
like, part of me does wish I had a PS4 because I do want to play Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm. I hear that game.
I also want to play.
I try to get in those Souls games. I just can't.
Was it Dragon's Dogma Online, which isn't coming out here? But
so sad.
I'd love to be able to play that.
I love Dragon's Dogma, but the fact they made it online just makes me sick too.
Yeah, I tried to get that into
game,
that too.
That game sold well too. I don't understand. It sold well here in the States. They brought out a second version of it. I don't know why they just can't. Ugh, anyway.
You know, it sold well, but like because people like me bought it, but we didn't play it that much. We're like, I don't like
this.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe that second copy did really, really poorly, and they were like, oh, yeah. Maybe people were like, they bought it, but then they're like, we don't like this.
Well, granted, they sold a whole DLC pack for a full game price. Well, like, I don't know. Capcom's weird about shit like that, so. Anyway.
I thought it was like 20 bucks DLC, 40 bucks for the.
Yeah, it was 40 bucks for
original the game, and.
Yeah, that's what it was. So it was, like I said,
which
almost
is a good deal.
Almost full price, though. That DLC, I think the DLC they added that was too hard, though. I think that's why a lot of people it turned off.
Yeah. I heard of that.
So, anyway, let's move on to what Kush has been playing.
Tower of Guns.
I heard this is game of the year. I heard this is game of the year here.
I guess somebody else has been talking about it and not liking it.
Yeah.
Who?
Steven was talking about it.
Oh. I mean, I don't love it or anything. I just think it's kind of, it gets old really fast. It's basically, I think they're about 8 or 10 levels to get through, and they randomly generate. It's roguelike-esque, but a first-person shooter, sort of like Serious Sam and those type of
Kush,
fast-paced
shooters.
Kush, did
you play Ziggurat?
Which don't control that well. No. I looked interesting, and it was awesome finding out that it was from Milkstone Studios, I believe. Mm-hmm. They were like one of the most prolific Xbox Live indie developers, uh-huh. And it's kind of cool just seeing them actually delivering a game that is not, I mean, there is no indie marketplace anymore, but just seeing them, you know, right next to all these big boys.
Mm-hmm. That's a good game.
It is.
It looks like my kind of thing.
Yeah, because actually both this Tower of Guns and that game, those are both games I'm kind of like, do I do it? But I needed some more feedback from people.
I like Ziggurat. And to me, it's definitely that roguelike formula, like, where you basically unlock characters and stuff, and some of the characters are better and have better starting weapons, so it feels mm-hmm. like you can get further. But every time you die, you lose all your progress, except for like the characters that you unlock. And when you beat a level, you get like a chest, and when it opens up, you get cards. And basically, these cards, when you beat certain levels and stuff, you can get these cards back into your inventory, and basically, they give you special abilities when you level up. Oh, that's what it is. You get these cards. Every time you beat a level, you get new cards. And when you level up, it gives you a choice between 2 or 3 cards to upgrade your ability with. But depending on what cards you've unlocked by going through the dungeon or what you can get when you level up, you get, basically it's like you're drawing a deck and stuff like that. So I hear it. I like the game. I haven't played it in a while, but it's fun. It can be fun. And I unlock like the second character, and he has basically a gun that's like super fast to shoot, and I like that character a lot. When I say gun, I mean a wand that's like shooting a machine gun, and I like that one a lot. And I
Tower of Wands.
So anyway, I'm sorry, Kush, go back to your game. I know you like those type of games, and I didn't know if you'd played Ziggurat. I would recommend it. Kush?
All the momentum, what little I had for this fucking game, he's just like, oh, I'm gonna talk about Ziggurat for an hour and a half.
I'm sorry,
but
dude,
I mean, it's okay. It just gets old real fast, and the color scheme is really bland. It's just sort of these very little differentiation between blues and reds, and maybe a bit of orange-ish red. And it just sort of, after a while, everything looks the same. The enemy variation is not that high. And part, you know, I guess this is something that's going to happen with anything that's randomly generated. Sometimes when you're going through, it's going to be a lot easier than it was another time because the way the level is right. set up or the enemies, like, it just ends up being a lot easier. And it doesn't control that well because it, you can't zoom in with your guns. Mm. So it doesn't have that kind of system because it is more of a traditional, like, fast-paced shooter like Serious Sam. And I've never found those games to control well with a controller on a console because, one, I don't even know if Serious Sam, when it was ported, had an sort of somewhat of an auto lock-on feature, like that it would slightly guide towards an enemy. This game doesn't, so you have to be spot on, and you can't zoom in or, like, you know, get any kind of iron sight. So you have to be very, very precise with your shots, and it's not always the easiest to do that. And it varies from the gun. You have two guns unlocked at the beginning and two perks. You select a gun and a perk, and then you go into this tower, and you try to make it all the way to the end. Each level ends with a boss fight, and depending on what you do, you can unlock guns and blah, blah, blah.
And apparently you're fighting against all guns, right? Actually just guns.
Yeah, they're just basically like guns. You're like, here's a tank, here's a box that's flying and it has a gun on it, or here's this barrel that shoots out spiky balls. Because we all like spiky bones, am I right? But another... So, I mean, it's okay. I think there are people out there who would like it. But I've just sort of gotten to a point where, I mean, it's a game that should make you want to keep playing and playing and playing. But I don't want to. I feel like I've already gotten my fill from it. And there are achievements for playing it... going through it 10 times and then 50 times and then 100 times. I'm like, God, I'll probably maybe just go and like die in the first level a whole bunch of times at some point if I feel like getting all those achievements. But another thing I dislike is that I like when games have achievements that encourage playing them in ways you wouldn't. Right. I don't like games that have achievements for playing the game poorly. There is an achievement for not getting an Uber win, which I guess I Googled to see what that is, and essentially that is getting to the final boss and not beating him. Like, getting to the final boss and you think you win, but there's like a final boss or whatever, and you don't beat him. So you get an achievement for that. Completely finishing the game, getting an Uber win, which, I mean, that's Uber, right? It should be awesome. There's no achievement for it. I beat the game on like my third or fourth run. I didn't get an achievement for it. But if I, you know, sucked a little bit and didn't beat that final boss, I would have gotten an achievement. That is stupid as hell. Why am I that doesn't, it's like, there's also an achievement for dying as the same, because when you kill a boss, they'll, like, start to glow a little bit and explode. And there's an achievement for dying at the same time as the boss has been killed and is in that explosion animation or whatever. It's like, great, so you want me to... suck at this game. You want me to fail. I don't know. That is stupid. Like, I don't know. Whoever designed the achievements for this game can go straight to hell. And that would probably be an achievement for going to hell instead of heaven because, you know, people want to go to heaven. They don't want to go to hell. But if you want an achievement, you want to go to hell.
I think I know what game I'm buying after this. Which one I'm not.
But I think there are people out there who will like it. But it's not for me. And I just think that it gets really repetitive.
I'm not sure that you would like Ziggurat either, though, Rich. But
really,
I don't know.
Okay, maybe I'll hold off then.
Because it's basically a simple first person shooter. There's not like I don't know. It's just weird. It's not like a lot of enemies coming at you. Somebody's
just wait for a sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Ziggurat, and I don't normally like roguelike. I don't know. I just never heard you talk about any kind of game like this, and I wonder if you'd like it or not.
Yeah.
I would hate to recommend it and you not like it, I guess is what I'm saying.
So. Okay. Gotcha.
This is completely off topic, but I don't care, because I'm just so excited for State of Decay.
So dude, soon. Me too. I was thinking about it yesterday.
When does that come out? Yeah. It comes out 28th.
28th.
Okay. 29th. Oh, 28th or 29th?
Whatever. It's the end of the month, which sucks. I thought it was like the 21st, and I was like, yes, yes, it's so soon. And then I'm like, oh no, another week. Another week for me to play this game. I played a whole bunch of hours already, but I don't care. And then I'm going to buy digitally and retail because and whatever.
You're just psycho.
No, but I love that game. I want to support that company. I think because I've said that when it came out, that was my game of the year, and I think it's the best zombie game ever made.
That's what I'm going to do with that $23. I'm not going to get either of those games. I'm going to wait for freaking State of Decay and spend the money on that.
Something you want.
And I saw I saw screenshots of the game, and I may have seen a trailer, and I'm like, it does. I'm surprised by how much better it looks.
It looked awesome at PAX, dude. I mean, oh my God.
That is a real... I mean, you can actually see the time they put into it. Unlike, yes, you can.
Well, a lot of that time was racing dicks, so...
Which is like...
Dick be gone.
You can pair that to something like the re-release for Sleeping Dogs, which was like... That... What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap. They did nothing with that game.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't buy that, though, when it was cheap then.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I didn't care for the playing through that game the first time, so that's kind of why I didn't really want to play through it again. So
I really liked it the first time, but the gameplay doesn't hold up as much because it's not as... Other games are just more...
Fun.
Do you think an age gate has ever stopped somebody from getting to the fucking website?
No. I mean, it's just there for legal reasons. That's the only reason. I mean, it's like...
Yep, cover your ass.
I was trying to look at some of the screenshots for State of Decay. Oh, wow. Does it really look that good?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe
that. I told you guys, remember when I got back from PAX?
I know, but that looks
freaking amazing. I know, PAX...
I can believe it. I mean, it's not like it looks like the Order 1886.
Well, hold on. There was... Okay, that one screenshot may not have been real. Yeah, that looks more... it looks okay. Yeah, okay. That looks better, definitely, but that one screen I showed looked like...
I played it, and it was moving, and it looked great.
Cool. All right. Let's get to what we have been watching. Somebody watched a movie that I've never heard of, so I'm guessing it's Kush.
It's What We Do in the Shadows, which is this fake documentary from part of the team that was behind Flight of the Conchords. Jermaine's in the movie, not the other one. So Jermaine's the sort of like more monotone guy he's the taller one who's a bit thicker, wears glasses, on the show. But it's this really funny take that follows this group of vampires who live together of varying ages and from different parts of time. And it's just, I mean, if you like Flight of the Conchords, this kind of drier humor or whatever, it's really, really good. And there's a character in the movie who is my favorite, but I don't want to mention them at all because I was so happy after watching the movie because that character was not in, at least in either of the two trailers I saw, at all. And in this day and age when trailers give away so much, it's always nice when you can watch a trailer that actually makes you want to see a movie, but also does not give away a good portion of it, too. Mm-hmm. That keeps away something that is a fairly substantial part of the movie.
Cool.
But yeah.
All right. And let's move on to TV. I guess we've probably been all watching Daredevil.
I haven't watched any of it.
Oh, really?
I will take out my head.
Well, I can already tell, but me and Rich are going to have difference of opinion on this show.
What?
Because I do not like it so far. I've watched 4 episodes, and I'm bored to tears.
You're bored to tears?
Yes.
Apparently, you don't like good acting and drama, do you?
I just think the show is so dry, and I just really don't get into the whole dark. I don't really get into dark.
Dude, that's Daredevil.
I just don't care for this. I liked Ben Affleck's Daredevil way better than this guy's Daredevil.
Okay, we're getting hate mail.
I'm sorry. I've watched 4 episodes of this show, and I'm just like, is it ever going to get to a point? How many have you watched?
8.
Okay. I mean, 8. And like, I was got excited because I watched the first two episodes. I'm like, I'm not really feeling this. And I got on last night, and Sean was like, dude, I watched the next two episodes. If you're not a fan of that show after it's over, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, I told him this morning, I said, dude, I watched those next two episodes. I still did not care.
Sean's on point.
I don't know. I think
he needs professional help.
I think Arrow is 100 times better than this show.
Oh my god! Yeah, dude. Me and you. I don't even watch Arrow anymore.
Yeah, even this season of Arrow, which hasn't been as good as the last two seasons, is no. I think it's way better than this damn show so far.
Oh.
I'm not gonna give up on it yet. I'm just keep watching it. But I don't get into shit like Breaking Bad and stuff, and maybe that's why I don't care for it.
Well, I don't like Breaking Bad. I don't really watch Breaking Bad either. But I like the fact that it's gritty. I mean, it's in Hell's Kitchen, man. It's about gentrification. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in this, and they don't pull any punches with it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that there's actually some depth with the characters too. Like I love the Kingpin character, man. They're doing a really good job with that. It's not just some, I'm the nefarious villain, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more to him than just doing bad stuff. It's, stick with it. It's really good.
I don't know. I just, like I said, I four episodes in, I just ain't really feeling it. Maybe it'll change, but I was really disappointed because everybody talked about that episode 3 had one of the best choreographed fight scenes, and I watched that entire episode, and I'm like, I never seen the cool fight scene because I've seen that kind of shit. I've seen better fight scenes in Arrow. I've seen better fight scenes in The Flash. You know, I just don't. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal so far.
Yeah.
And I don't like. I know he's blind, so maybe that's why everything's so dark in the series as well. And I'm just like, I can't see things sometimes. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't like that. That palette, the screen palette, or whatever the hell you would call it. I just don't like that being super dark and having the dark shadows and in the corners and just like, I don't know, man. It really throws me off. I don't know. I'm just not a fan.
I don't know. Not it'd be kind of weird if you had a show about a blind guy and everything was like overexposed and light. It wouldn't really work, I think. Maybe you just don't like blind people. Maybe that's what this is all about.
Against blind people. That's it.
At each their own. I love it. I love it. I think it's the best Marvel TV thing thus far. There's only, what, 3? But this is by far the best, I think.
I don't know, man. I really like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too, but this is like other level stuff. I
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I like sometimes, and sometimes it's very hit or miss.
Yeah, it is.
Anytime it deals with Skye's dad, I just like. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just like,
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
I'm just like, God, does he have to be here?
hey, Kush, everything aside, you're gonna dig it, man. Don't listen to Rob.
Is Kush even still here? He gave up on us, didn't he? Kush. Oh, he may have muted it to.
Yeah, because he don't want any spoilers.
All right.
I took my freaking earphones out because I didn't want to hear it talking about Daredevil.
I purposely didn't mention anything about the story. I was just saying how crazy Rob is for not liking it.
Yeah, we really didn't say much about the story.
You're gonna love it, man.
But anyway, let's get our stuff done here so I can get out of here. My girlfriend just showed up, so.
Okay.
All right. Kush, do you want to do your plugs? Kush?
Kush, do your plugs!
Wow.
Are y'all done talking about Daredevil?
Yes. We are. Yes.
How many times did I have to tell you that?
Twice.
And if you're telling me they aren't with your voice, you're a bunch of idiots.
Dude, no, I was trying to get you to do your plugs.
He wants you to type him. We're done. I'll do it.
Oh. we just told him we were done.
I know, but he's not listening.
I know.
He's talking, but not listening.
Idiots.
You got to make us privy to what you're doing, man. Yeah. We're not mind readers.
Anything.
I did. Multiple times.
Anyway, plugs.
They go into outlets. PixelatedSausage.com. I am PX Sausage on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, unless I'm my actual name. That's pretty much it.
You have an actual name?
Shut the hell up. All right. You're the only person who doesn't call me by it anymore.
Rich?
Yeah, I'm Rolex DP Racer.
That's
everywhere.
That's not true. But... Rich calls you Kush. No, wait, he does call you Mark sometimes. I don't even know what's real anymore.
I mean, Rich is so rarely... Me and Rich are so rarely on the same show that
right,
we don't know what we call each other.
You know, exactly.
I just like making jokes about how the show is poor when Rich isn't on it because of that name.
Well, I'm Rolex DP Racer everywhere. If you like motorsports, you can also check out my motorsports podcast called Sports Car Unleashed. That's on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. You can check that out too.
And Toonami. It's on Toonami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I'm Henderson Man on everything. You can find me there. And you can say hi. You can become a friend of mine on PlayStation 4 so I can ignore you. So.
Or become our friends on Xbox Live and play Neverwinter so we can never be able to actually find you in that game either.
Right. We'll get your phone number too so we can text you, see if you're around or not.
All right, guys. Everybody have a good day.